The Indaba group is a good method, you know, in the sense that it assures that all the participants are free to speak their mind. No, they may not really speak, you know, you don't have to point for everybody to speak, but at least they have that freedom. So in a sense, you know, freedom to speak what they have in mind about the issues without fear or intimidation. So I think, you know, and without pressure. So I think that in a way that's good. In my group, we have decided to change some of the agenda that is given. We thought that we could focus, instead of one topic every day, we might spend more time on key issues. And we have just spent time in my group leveling off our understanding of the problems of the issues of on the homosexuality. So I think everybody in my group have given their context, and I think that's an important thing to remember, the context from which things happen. So you know, there are a lot of talk about the Anglican Communion breaking up. I think I can confidently say that when I go home, I can tell my people we are still one family, even with all the disagreements. You know, even with all the controversies, I think we still remain as one family, and we should continue our journey together, and continue also as we resolve the issues that confront us. You know. And I'm very glad that, I'm not only talking about homosexuality, you know, I'm also talking about the Millennium Development Goals, which I agree that all the churches should be involved in seeing to it that at least in, if not in direct action, at least in helping people know that there are these goals that everybody should act on, you know, and that includes issues of poverty, issues of education, issues of health and gender, issues of the climate, which is very important. Sometimes we take it for granted. We forget that we are living in a fragile earth. And when the fragile earth goes, all life on it goes too, you know. So.